Hello, 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 everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Okay, so we are just waiting for YouTube to come up. In the meantime, let me show you some neat stuff. What I'm about to show you might interest you in what I do. If you are interested, please join me here to get up to date on our daily newsletter. You can get some free trading, secret sauce stuff if you're into stocks, a bunch of PDFs and all that fun stuff. So join here at quantlabs.net. Next up, guess what we got? We got ourselves Bitcoin and Ethereum hitting all-time highs. So here, you can see that Bitcoin roughly made it to 63,500. We also have Ethereum hitting all-time high around 2297, just absolutely bonkers. You can see here yesterday was a very down day, but it seems to be recovering, which is good. It's namely Ethereum. It was really, really a really bad day in the afternoon, about 24 hours ago, but it's fully recovered now or pretty close. But it's at this point where you want to make up for those that profit loss, and especially when you're working with, you know, this crack-a-bot I've got. So I saw more of the Ethereum versus Bitcoin. So as it stands, that's where we're at. I'll update as we get the crack-a-bot all working and funky and stuff. So we'll leave it at that. Let's look at some of the other coins that have traded on the spot bot. Now, this is from today, I do believe, April 13th. It is 15:53 my time, Eastern Standard Time. So these are the coins that traded and brought in profit. I need to put out there, there are reports, and including my own, I've not investigated yet, of exceptions on trading. Some say it works, some say it doesn't. I don't know if it's an account thing with Binance or if it's a coin thing, but I'll investigate and figure it all out. Anyways, these are the 19 coins. Half of them were profitable, and we're going to go over these in reverse order. So I've already gone over Bitcoin and Ethereum. They're still doing okay. So the first one we want to look at is Compound. Also, let me just say that everything seems to be working so far. The bugs have been fixed. We'll know better come after midnight tonight. So here we have Compound. It, as you can see, yesterday was a down day, but it has recovered. Here, Compound opening price at 472. We're not fully done the full hour yet, but when you look at 472 up to 475, you know, it's a 1% return, nothing to get all excited about. AVAX. Let's check that out. Again, same pattern. Nothing great. Maybe a couple of percent, which is still going to be better than the stock market. GRT's been running up. I stand corrected. All I can say is just recover from yesterday. You know, whoop-de-doo. I'm seeing more activity on this Pundex. So a fairly new coin to Binance. This might be one of those coins at some point may take off, but it's still trading. And, you know, it's in decline here, but you just never know what will happen with it. Okay, next one we have is BNB. This coin's been doing really well. Binance coin. So this one's been doing that. BNB. And it's a good thing we didn't trade yesterday, because you can see here a lot of these coins did lose. So might have saved ourselves. A lot of decline here, but we got some upswings. And this might be in relation to Coinbase, the IPO tomorrow. So here, open. On the current day, open 546, currently 559, you know, again, a 1%. I did see Cardano move as well. It's not really a top mover, but today's not a big, massive day. But let's see how Cardano's done. Wow, that's a pretty good move. Open here at 139, close at 141. That's the high as well. So again, 1%. Okay, next one we have is Maker. Two positions, 50% win ratio. Let's see here. Actually, no. From what I see, it's two trades, both one. So, Maker. All right, next one up, we have CHZ. Let me just load that up. You can see Maker's done okay as well. Not a huge day, but again, it's not a fully recovered day. But the bot did achieve its trading goal of around 5%. I did it twice, so it was set at 19%. No comments so far, just a little old me, which is fine. CHZ. CHZ, USDT. Same thing, not much to brag about. Tron, next one. These are just one-time positions that made money. So Tron, USDT. This one, again, a big drop, recovered about 50%. These are not explosive, as you would think. We also have Doge was part of that, and I think that's it. Let's see here, Doge. I could put in the other losers, but you can see Doge had a big day a few days ago. Big move there. And here we have... again, now these next ones I'm about to do were losers today. Okay, so, but I'll just load them up just in case maybe we mistimed it, the bot, but we'll just check it out. Ontology, yeah, it moved up, but it did take a loss, one position. Another one that has been good is Cake. Let's see how that one, big move there, it's fully recovered, but these again are not like huge trading days. We have a polka dot here. Let's see here, dot. Yeah, that one looks pretty good. That's a good one actually, even though it did lose today. We also have Sun. Actually, I'd say that Polkadot was that was the best looking one so far. Barely got a loss yesterday. But Sun, no. It's up. Engine. Okay. This was a hot one. Again, it's very flat. Stellar is another one, but again, these are money losers as well. Here's Adam. Big move there. Wow, that's a big one. So from, let's say, 21 on, let's say, oh, I'm looking at hourly data. Ooh, I'm an idiot. Okay, so that's looking pretty good. So let me go through the other ones as well. I just showed you the last hour. The last one we have is Ethereum. Well, that's embarrassing, but that's okay. So I have to kind of essentially start over here, but that's fine. Yeah, that's better. Ethereum's looking really good there. Big bar there. Still lost, though. Let's go through the winners again on the daily time frame this time. Compound. Yeah, I had a nice little rally, not big. AVAX, let's see how that one's been doing. AVAX. Okay, 2 days there of running up. GRT. This one might be a little higher than normal because it's listed on the Coinbase, so that might be affected by the IPO for tomorrow. That's what I'm thinking. No, had a down day today. Pundex, I think we looked at it. It's probably drifting lower. Even though it won. Pundex. Yeah, not a good coin. BNB. Let's see how that one's been doing. This was a big winner. Talked about all over the place. You can see that's doing really good. So today it did lose, but what we're talking about, just an explosive last leg up. We're looking March 26th, price at around closing 255. Now it's at 602, so it's tripled since that period of time. That is unreal. So let's look at Cardano. Cardano, another good one for the last 5 days, from April 9th close at about 20 to about 42. So just over, maybe closer to 20%. Maker. MKR. I think this one might be looking pretty good. Yeah, there was a big bar move yesterday. So let me just take it back to here, April 8th, open price. We are looking at 2,105. So it's already up 20%. Yesterday, slightly down, 2,764. Big, big move there. CHZ. Let's see here what we've got. CHC. Another big move yesterday. Not huge, but looking good there from an open of 46 cents to losing. But today it's at 51 cents. So again, a 10% move. Tron, and then Doge. Okay. TRX, USDT, oops. TRX, USDT, look at that, big, big, big set of moves there, especially today. Opening price, 12 cents all the way up to 15. So that's a 10% move. Lastly, we'll do Doge. Again, on the daily time frame. Wow, big move there again. Okay, so we're looking at Doge. I'm seeing open today at 7 cents, it went up to 9 cents, I guess 1 to 10, 20%, but it peaked over at 9,600, so that's a big move, and it's still in play. We got no comments, so leave it at that. Thanks for watching. Have yourselves a good day.